Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I must go on praying for Israel because the Lord Himself told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Lord has put it on my heart to pray every single day for the protection of all the people in Israel, for an army of heavenly angels to surround Israel and her people and keep them safe. The Lord faithfully reminds me to pray each and every night for all the important things in my life. Now, I can't fall asleep at night until I've taken a moment to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
All of us, Christians and Jews, are brothers and sisters in God our Father. To share in His love is our greatest gift. All people, regardless of their faith or religion, are created by God, but we have been blessed in our faith to know Him and to have His words to us in the Bible. By knowing God and remaining steadfast in prayer, we can stand together and show charity to all the people of the world. The fellowship allows Christians to show this charity to our struggling Jewish brothers and sisters. As Isaiah 66 reminds us, "Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance."
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.